All right. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trip Tower here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich at 5 o'clock with the opening bell and Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And you can check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. But the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. My guests are here to talk about 3D PhotoWorks, a really amazing thing that helps the blind and visually impaired experience art in a new way. And it converts paintings and photographs and other things into like a three-dimensional tactile fine art print. Then you can feel, quote unquote, you can feel the painting. So it helps the blind and visually impaired to actually see artwork and photographs. And to talk about it is co-creator John Olson, the co-creator of 3D PhotoWorks, and Debbie Kent Stein, who is an author and an editor and a member of the National Federation of the Blind, and who were instrumental in helping with this process. So let's first welcome John Olson to the show. John, how are you?
Oh, good morning. It's good to be with you this morning, Nick.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And let's say hello to Debbie. Debbie, how are you?
Fine, thank you, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Well, first, Debbie, tell us about the National Federation of the Blind.
The National Federation of the Blind is what can be called a consumer organization. That is, it's an organization of blind people. It's not an agency or a school for the blind. So we are a group of blind people nationwide working to help improve life for the blind on many, many levels, working on education issues, on employment issues, and in general trying to improve public perceptions of blind people and what we're capable of doing.
And over the years, have you noticed an improvement in those in that world, Debbie?
Well, I would say it sort of cuts both ways. Technology has been a huge, huge change in all of our lives, just as it has been for sighted people. And in many ways, it has made life better. On the other hand, we are constantly dealing with technology that is not accessible. So, for instance, in the workplace, oftentimes people will have to use computer programs that do not work with the screen reading technology that we use. Screen reading technology is actually a technology that reads the material on the screen, turns it into speech.
And so there is software or computers that don't that aren't compatible with that.
Right, software is usually the problem.
Right. And is there anything that can be done? Are there movements to try and change that?
Well, trying to work on several fronts. There have been a number of actions the Federation has taken with corporations and educational institutions and so forth to try to get them to develop or purchase software that's going to be usable by the blind. Target is a big example. There was actually a lawsuit initiated by the National Federation of the Blind, and Target was required to make its website fully accessible, and they have been very conscientious about maintaining that. Because what often happens is everything works, and then all of a sudden there's an upgrade,
mm-hmm.
and nobody bothered to make sure that things were going to continue working with the upgrade, so we lose it. On the other hand, we have an astounding access to books that we never had when I was growing up. So books being available through things like Google Books, being able to use Amazon Kindle books on an iPhone, which iPhone has a built-in technology called VoiceOver, which Apple has been quite good about maintaining that and been very consistent in their efforts to make sure that what they do is blind accessible. So you don't have to buy an additional software when you buy an iPhone. You can go into settings and turn on VoiceOver, and your iPhone will talk.
Wow.
If you have an iPhone, check it out.
Okay. Now, how long has the National Federation of the Blind been around, and how many people are a part of it?
Well, we were founded in 1940. We think that there are approximately 50,000 members across the country. And there are affiliates in every state and chapters in most major cities.
Okay, great. And, John, let's say you worked with the National Federation of the Blind, John, on your project, 3D PhotoWorks.
Well, the Federation was extremely critical in us taking our concept from concept to where it is today. Early on in my research and development, I was attending state conventions for the blind, showing prototypes and garnering feedback. At an early convention, the now president of the National Federation of the Blind, Mark Riccobono, came up to me, and he said, "You know, I think you really have something here." And he was very encouraging. He invited me to come to their national headquarters in Baltimore, where I met with leadership team, and they began to provide feedback as to how, as blind people, what we had developed to that point could be improved. And that began a multi-year relationship where the leadership and their members served as focus group and technical advisors to it. And we continue to have a very successful ongoing relationship today.
Now, your background, though, you're actually from Morris, Illinois.
I am. It's been a long time, but I remember listening to WGN way back when, and coming to Chicago once or twice a year to visit my grandparents on Sheridan Road. Today is a walk down memory lane for me.
Yeah, that's great. So you were a photojournalist, and you spent time in Vietnam, and you photographed presidents and rock stars and all kinds of things like that. Tell me a bit about how you got into the photojournalism world.
Well, you know, as a young man on the farm, I was given a great gift. I discovered photography. And at that time, long before the 24-hour news cycle, long before CNN and Fox News and continuous news coverage, there was a magazine called Life Magazine.
Yep.
And at that time, if you were a photojournalist, that was the premier place to work. And I set working for Life Magazine as my goal as a young teenager. And in fact, what I wanted to do was become a war photographer. And in the mid-60s, I went to Vietnam in the military, and I made some photographs during the Tet Offensive that Life Magazine ran. They became well-known. I won a number of awards, and it launched me on a decades-long career that took me everywhere and allowed me to do everything. And I saw the world in a way that I never would have seen had it not been for images. That prompted me late in my career to reflect on the importance of images to all of us. And one day, 8 years ago, I came to my office, and as I thought about it in the big picture, I wondered what life would be like without images, and I wondered what it was like for the blind. And that set me on my mission to develop a printing process by which blind people could see art and see photography and enjoy it on an equal basis with the sighted.
And you did not have anyone in your family or in your life that was blind or visually impaired?
I'd never met a blind person.
Oh.
Set out to develop the technology.
Wow, that's interesting. And and Debbie, how did you get involved?
Well, I was at a national convention of the National Federation of the Blind, and in the exhibit hall, I came across some of John's 3D printed photos. And I've always been very interested in art. I've done clay sculpture most of my life and have always felt a tremendous lack of art that was accessible to blind people. I've always felt frustrated that museums didn't do more to make artworks such as sculptures accessible by allowing us to touch things. And so when I found these 3D pictures and got my hands on them, I was quite fascinated. And John was there, and also a young boy who was working with him, a young blind fellow, about 12 or 13 years old. And so I engaged them in quite an extensive conversation about what they were doing and was excited because anything that will bring more art, more images into lives, I see as a very positive thing. So I said if I could help in any way, I would be very happy to do that.
Can you talk a little bit about the power of touch in your life, Debbie?
Well, I've been blind all my life. I've been totally blind, which makes kind of a rarity because the majority of blind people have some degree of vision. But for me, touch is looking. And it sometimes throws people off because I'll say, oh, I want to look at such and such. And then I put my hands out, and it's like, to them, to some people, that is not looking.
Right.
To me, it is.
Right.
When people or institutions say don't touch, basically what they're saying to me is don't look.
I see. And then, we have to take a break here, guys. But you know, in every one of the museums that I've ever gone to, you can't touch anything.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a very hostile environment for blind people.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk more about that and more about the technology of the 3D photo works with John Olson and Debbie Kentstein. Please hang on, okay, guys?
Sure.
All right. John Olson and Debbie, hang on. We will take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more about this fascinating new technology and how it's helping blind people to see. And we will take a quick break here on WGN. Morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We are talking with John Olson, who is the co-creator of 3D PhotoWorks, and Debbie Kentstein, who is an author and an editor and a member of the National Federation of the Blind. And we're talking about 3D PhotoWorks, which is an idea that is helping blind and visually impaired people experience art in a brand new way by converting paintings and photographs into three-dimensional fine art prints that you can feel so that blind people can actually see. John, welcome back, and Debbie, welcome back.
Hi there.
John, tell me about how the technology works in layman's terms, how you go about doing it and changing these artworks and into these photo works.
Sure. Well, our process is a three-step process. The first step is we take any two-dimensional image, any painting, any drawing, any collage, any photograph, and we convert it to 3D data. Once we've converted it to 3D data, we send it to a machine that digitally sculpts the image into a large block of substrate. Now, our prints are, we create our prints sizes up to 5 feet by 10 feet. And so it's a considerable, sizable piece of art that can be experienced by the blind community. And the third step of the process is once the data has been sculpted into the substrate, the image is printed in register onto the bas relief. So not only the blind can experience this, but it's also valuable to the sighted.
And what have you converted? Have you converted any masterpieces or paintings that we would classics that we would know have been converted to 3D PhotoWorks?
Well, we have. Early on, one of the first pieces we did was the famous painting of George Washington crossing the Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
For your listeners who know the artwork, it's a very busy piece of art. There's George Washington is the key figure standing up in the boat as it crosses the Delaware on Christmas night, 1777, surrounded by 12 men and women. And we chose that piece of artwork early on because we felt if this would be successful within the blind community, then we could make virtually any piece of artwork successful and understood. We've also gone on to convert the Mona Lisa, Vincent van Gogh's Dr. Gachet. Earlier this year, we had our international debut at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights in Winnipeg, where they asked us to produce an exhibit of photographs made by blind photographers. And as a museum that serves the disabled, they wanted the blind community to be able to experience the art with a quality. And so we converted a number of photographs for that exhibit. But the potential is unlimited as to what can be converted and what could be shared moving forward with the world's 285 million blind and sight impaired.
And what is what? Do you have any specific goals, John?
Well, we do. Our goal is to create a worldwide network of museums that are willing to serve the blind community. Our thought is that in the future, if a blind person can reach a member museum, that during their time there, they will see art and photography and enjoy it on an equal basis with the sighted. Mm-hmm.
Debbie, what have you seen because of this technology? Can you tell me your personal experience?
Well, I had a chance to look at the Mona Lisa, 3D printed version of the Mona Lisa. Also, 3D printing created a collage, I guess you would call it, for the 75th anniversary of the NFB at our 2015 National Convention. And it was a series of photos that were created through this 3D process that kind of presented each decade of the Federation's history. And there was also an audio component to it, so that if you touched a button in a certain spot on the photo, you would get a description of the photo, and you would also get portions of a speech representing that particular era that the photo was related to.
What were those experiences like for you, Debbie?
Well, they were very exciting. I'm always intrigued by anything that's hands-on, so I can never get enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if my experience touching a 3D photo is comparable to a sighted person's experience of looking at a photo. I think it is probably a different experience, but it is a valid experience.
Mm.
Nick, I'd like to just add one thing, if
sure.
I may.
Of course.
We've devoted 4 years to working closely with National Federation of the Blind members. 18 months ago, one member that I'd known for years at that point took me aside and shared with me. They said, you know, it's wonderful to be capturing this visual experience. But she then went on to say, but there's something much more important to us than this visual experience. She said, you give us something much more important than you probably ever imagined. She said, when we can capture visual information on our own without a docent or a friend there having to describe it to us in blind community, that represents freedom. It represents independence, and it represents equality. And the light bulb went off, and I said to myself, what's the value of freedom? What's that worth? And I realized we had the potential to change the world for the world's blind community.
Certainly. And John, I know this is these things don't cost, they're not free. Where is the funding coming from? And can, if people want to donate or give some money, can they do that?
Well, we've devoted the last 8 years. My company has devoted the last 8 years to developing the technology. We have millions of dollars in R&D invested in it. How people can help is your listening audience, if they like the concept of what we're doing, they can reach out to their local museum, ask to speak to the director of education, tell them about 3D photo works, and because we want to get the word out.
Yeah.
And getting the word out is what we seek at this point.
Okay. Well, you know what? My listeners will do that. And we have a link to the website on our Facebook page. People can easily go to it at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Website is 3dphotoworks.com. And call up your museums and give them the information. John, fascinating to talk to you. And welcome back to the Chicago airwaves, my friend.
It's a pleasure to be back.
And Debbie, pleasure to meet you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for joining us here on the show. So John Olson and and Debbie, we welcome you guys, and we thank you guys for coming in. And again, it's 3dphotoworks.com. This is amazing stuff. And tell your museum about it. And if you want to help out, that's the best way. Spread the word. All right. We will take a quick break here on 720 WGN. More to come.